Sports Time on the Basin Radio Network with Chris Brennell.
Wild back at it for a two-game series. I'm Chris Brento with your sports. The Gillette Wild hockey team will face off with the Yellowstone Quake in a two-game series starting Friday. Yellowstone is 1-1 on the season after splitting two games with Great Falls last week. Second-year Wild head coach Ethan Hayes knows Yellowstone presents a tough challenge. However, Hayes says his depth will lead the way.
Well, the scouting report I got is they're pretty similar to Badlands. They have two pretty good lines and a few good sets of D, but they're not as deep as we are. So, I mean, the game plan's pretty similar. We're just going to run them into the ground with our depth, and hopefully that get them tired by the third period and just capitalize on the opportunities that are presented.
The Wild are 2-0 so far on the season, sweeping Badlands last week, now scoring them in two games 12-2. The puck drops between the Wild and Quake Friday night at 7:05 in Spirit Hall Ice Arena in Gillette. The Campbell County Camel volleyball team returns to action tomorrow night against Kelly Walsh in Casper. The Camels went 2-3 at the Star Valley Invite this past weekend. The Camels are 7-10 on the year, while Kelly Walsh is ranked number 2 in the state of Wyoming. First serve from Casper tomorrow night is 7-6. The state golf tournament will be held this weekend in Jackson Hole. Here are the headlines. The Thunder Basin girls will look to three-peat as girls' state champions. The Campbell County boys took third at last week's state qualifier. Campbell County Camel golfer Shea Leupold was number 1 at last week's state qualifier, taking it all. And Thunder Basin girls standout Darby Barstad took third at the state qualifier. That's sports on the Basin Radio Network. For more, go to BasinsRadio.com.